We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the Keepersall Estates Restaurant and Winery, East Texas destination, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Let's take down every Confederate flag. Let's get Confederate merchandise off the shelves in stores. Let's decide that having a Stars and Bars bumper sticker on your car is as socially unacceptable as smoking in an elevator. Let's go on to purge ourselves of all visual reference to the Confederacy. Let's rename any thoroughfare, park, or public building that bears the name of a Confederate figure. Let's take down offending statues. If the shadow of the Confederacy is so pervasive and so dark as to be keeping black Americans from achieving economic success, and if removing vestiges of the Confederacy will solve that problem, then let's get on with it. Apparently, icons of the Confederacy have such power that once they are gone, black Americans will at last be able to achieve the same kind of economic success as white Americans. It is, after all, the legacy of slavery, of which images of the Confederacy are symbolic, that's keeping black Americans down while driving young white men to homicidal rage. Or so you might believe by listening to the self-righteous pronouncements of the left. To my knowledge, I own nothing bearing the likeness of the Confederate flag. Truth be told, I've come to associate those who sport Confederate flags with a certain rednecky Southern lowbrowness that's altogether cliché. I wouldn't have a Confederate flag on my property or on the bumper of my car, and neither would any of my friends. However, I'd happily support banning them altogether if I thought doing so would help more black Americans move into the middle class. Alas, it doesn't work that way. The growing cohort of black American families who have succeeded in joining the middle class have had to do it pretty much the same way as everyone. They've stayed in school, stayed out of trouble, stayed off drugs, worked hard, and accepted personal responsibility for their own lives. I concede that among blacks of every class, Confederate flags probably rankle. The image of Charleston shooter Dylan Roof holding a pistol and a Confederate flag is indeed hard to shake. Nevertheless, black race hustlers and pasty white self-righteous liberals going on about removing Confederate flags from the public square will accomplish exactly nothing. The legacy of slavery, to whatever extent embodied in that flag, did not turn Dylan Roof into a delusional, homicidal madman. The legacy of slavery comes nowhere close to being the biggest problem facing black Americans. The breakdown of the black family, a staggeringly high dropout rate, unwed teen births, a much higher propensity to use drugs, and a culture that associates education with whiteness, and thus a betrayal of one's race, all account for more of the disparity between white and black achievement than does some centuries-old legacy. So I'm fine with taking the Stars and Bars down, but only if we then resolve to finally and honestly begin addressing what's really holding black people back. That's my word, what's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. Warm, okay, let's call it hot, weather means chilled wines. Chilled almost always means white, and right now at the Keepersall Winery, white for me means Keepersall's 2014 Texas Edelwit. The word Edelwit is Afrikaans for royal or noble white, which is an entirely appropriate name for this wine. I keep coming back to dignified. It has just enough fruit to make it refreshing and highly drinkable. On a long, hot day, it's just about perfect. As to hot days, the edge thereof can be delightfully taken off by a visit to the patio of the Keepersall Winery to try the 2014 Edelwit. The patio is covered and thus shaded, and there are cooling units overhead to make the air feel great. Couple this technology with the natural fact that it's cooler away from the city, and cooler still when you're surrounded by green vegetation of a vineyard, and you realize the Keepersall Winery is a close-to-home oasis against the East Texas heat. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge, a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.